Driver, we're clear.
Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's episode of The Florida Project, the podcast where Disney fans celebrate Walt Disney World. If you like Disney and you like podcasts, you'll probably like The Florida Project. I'd just like you guys to know what it actually says on the show notes.
What?
May I?
Yeah.
Hello, friends, and welcome to The Florida Project. It's the podcast where Disney fans celebrate Walt Disney World. That's not what we say.
No, it got changed last week for something.
I don't like it.
The first episode of the year.
Yeah.
One week I'm gone and everything goes into the crapper.
We need you to keep us together, Will.
It's true. Where's the QC on here, Will?
That's Michael.
No, that's you.
Oh.
You're a professional.
I haven't done that in years. My name is Will. Across from me is Jason as he drinks some tea.
Hello.
And next to both of us is Michael.
Hello.
If you'd like to support the show, get access to some awesome bonus content, get some cool real world stuff, and even chat with us when you're bored at work, become one of our Patreon saints at patreon.com/TFP podcast and even join a book club, just for the record. Tease. Each week on TFP Extra, we keep the podcast train rolling with more zany fun, the airing of grievances, and a topic that may or may not be Disney related. If you're a fan of the nonsense parts of the Florida Project, you'll love TFP Extra. In addition to TFP Extra, our Patreon saints get access to our ongoing Disney Classic series, where we discuss each of Disney's animated classic films. What's our next one?
Fantasia, 1940.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or you can call it Fantasia if you want.
Can I?
Yeah.
We're going to do a doubleheader.
No, we're not.
Of what?
Fantasia and Fantasia 2000.
No. Let's knock them both out. I agree
exactly.
With that. Let's get it. We'll do a watch along all day. We'll have an intermission. We can have a little nap at some point too.
Yeah.
It'll be great. Michael, 2/3 of the Florida Project agree. We're doing a doubleheader.
We can only do a doubleheader if we also record 2 episodes for them.
No, it's
one episode.
No. You can't go behind the magic for 2 Fantasias.
That's too fantastic. Anyway, patrons who contribute just $5 get the additional shows and an invite to the TFP Slack channel. There you can chat with us, participate in watch-alongs like our doubleheader of Fantasia, and engage in fun, free-willing discussions. Like today, talk about all the ridiculous people waiting 8 hours for Figment popcorn buckets.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's like a nonstop episode of TFP Extra over there.
Extra.
Additional levels and rewards are all on the Patreon site. So go sign up at patreon.com/TFP podcast today and get more of the Florida Project. In today's episode, we'll discuss some nonsense and small topics. Michael will give us the latest news. I will take us on a trip down Main Tweet USA. And then it's time to look ahead and see what's in store for us in 2022 at the Disney parks and beyond. All of that and more is coming up on this week's episode of The Florida Project.
It's a small topic. After all, it's a small topic. After all, it's a small topic. After all, it's a small
topics. All right. So, as Will alluded to earlier, this has been a hot topic on the Patreon Slack all day today. Today, some Figment popcorn buckets were released. At Epcot Festival of the Arts, I guess it was the first day of the Festival of the Arts.
It was.
And the line, I don't know where the end of the line was.
I don't know where the beginning of the line is.
But it seemed to snake all the way through, like, throughout multiple lands in Epcot to get these popcorn buckets.
Worlds, Jason.
Huh?
They're worlds.
Ah, yes. Neighborhoods.
They are neighborhoods. Yeah. Then why didn't they just call? Nothing.
So, line snake through the park. And then, obviously, immediately, they were on eBay, bidded up to $150 when I looked at it, like an hour after the park opened. So, so the hot topic was Disney folks generally hate the eBay resellers. What's your opinion on them?
I'm
fine with it. I don't care. As long as they're not using their discount, like, then they're not violating any sort of term. And if Disney has a limit, but they're not enforcing the limit, then
yeah,
Who cares?
I think this is on Disney to enforce limits more than anything else, especially with now.
You can't really enforce that, though.
You can. You get two of these.
Yeah, but then you go out and come back in.
Well, you get two of these this time. If you have to wait another 5 hours, then, you know, for this thing in particular, like the people at the Run Disney Expo, which has been another hot topic, because they sold out of everything quickly on day one. That was like, you know, in short supply. Now, the thing is, these Figment, here's what I don't understand about Disney people. They will buy things like they will never, ever, 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 yeah. ever make them again.
Yeah.
They have seen that people will buy these things.
So they'll make
keep
them again.
Making them. Now, for your Run Disney dated stuff, they're only making so many. Like yeah. for the 2022 like marathon weekend. I get it. And apparently there were some supply chain issues there that were yeah. like some issues, like everything else, right? But for this, I think it's on Disney to just enforce a 2 like item minimum, a maximum. And then if you come back and do it again, okay.
Yeah.
Like but just, if you want to make money on it, that's cool. What I don't understand, I don't mind people going to make your money. Bless. Yeah. Go get it. I just don't understand the veracity of how much people want this stuff. Like, but again, I'm not waiting. It's those 3-hour lines for cookies too at times. Like,
yeah,
there's no cookie that's that good.
No.
And there's no popcorn bucket that it's like Michael said earlier, we're Disney people. We're doing a podcast.
We have a Disney podcast. Then like, I'm not paying $150 for a popcorn bucket.
It's a plastic bucket yeah. of a beloved character, but it's a plastic bucket. Now I'm surprised there weren't any fights today. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm also wondering how many did Disney have on hand that it could withstand a line that long and not run out?
People are still getting them, apparently,
that's
now.
That's crazy.
Which, cool. Yeah. Like, then, like, because, okay, for example, my parents were down there before Christmas, and the hot item then was, like, the Mickey Christmas tree popcorn bucket.
Right.
You want one now? Plenty. I mean, right. just floating everywhere. It's just,
yeah.
There, you know, there are things you can't get, but this is not one of them, folks. Yeah. Like, so.
Yeah. And it's like for the Disney fandom or the outrage machine, it is as if every one of these things, they only made 10 of them. So you're yeah. never going to get them. Like, but if you can still get these popcorn buckets, who cares? If somebody is willing to go stand in line for 8 hours to get popcorn buckets and then put them on eBay, and somebody is willing to spend $150 on eBay, it is just like MoviePass when we had MoviePass. It was, well, if these idiots in Silicon Valley want to give me $10 to go watch Fine. Movies, I'll do it.
I did it.
Yeah.
It was great.
So.
Hey, we're not doing that anymore. Yeah, no crap.
Yeah.
No, it's like my and nothing will ever be better than when people were buying up all the Splash Mountain yeah. merchandise. And it's still, and honestly, it still may not ever get refurbed yeah. to Princess and the Frog. I'm not trying to be negative, but you never know with these things, yeah. right? Like, I loved that. But that shop's closed now. It's been closed for a while, I guess, since the pandemic, I think.
Yeah, you still walk through it, but yeah. there's really nothing.
Yeah. yeah.
No, I mean the one up at the top.
The Critter.
The Critter.
Thing, oh, yeah, yeah.
Hadn't it been closed since the pandemic? Yeah. Or am I wrong?
I think
you're
right. Yeah, I think you're right.
But everything is closed now. Yeah, yeah I wrote it one more time.
Just in case?
Just in case. No. Just because I had a... yeah.
All right. What merchandise do you think is criminally underrepresented at Walt Disney World?
I don't know about criminally.
Criminally.
I don't have an answer for criminally. But my only real answer is... every year there is less and less park specific merchandise. It's yeah. starting to become like Disneyland where that's all they have is where it says like, well, Disneyland barely has any Disneyland merchandise last time we were there that actually said Disneyland itself. It was like Disney parks or Disney and there wasn't as much as you would think. And it's getting that way except for Epcot and even the Epcot stuff's almost all sold out now, at the Creation Shop.
Did you know that family travel has the incredible power to shape our children's worldview and create lasting memories? In a world where representation is often lacking, it's essential for our children to see themselves reflected in every aspect of life, including the stories we tell about travel. Introducing the Travel of Legacy podcast, where we're rewriting the script by celebrating the diverse voices of Black and Brown family travelers. Each episode of Travel of Legacy is a testament to the enriching power and the joy of exploration in Black and Brown communities. So journey with us and subscribe now.
Mine would be scale models. I think it would be cool if you could buy like a train that is some scale, and then at every ride you could buy the ride that's a scale model, and you could make a whole big giant diorama of Disney World if you wanted to.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I feel like they could do something like Mr. Rogers, where it has like all those little buildings that he
I thought
takes
you meant
out.
Like when he was staring at you.
No, not like that. And kind of make your own.
Like a Christmas village, but Disneyland.
Yeah,
world.
Like they can be small, obviously not fully functional or anything, but it's
fully functional.
I'm surprised they don't have more stuff like that. I would also go with there should be more Lego Disney, buildings, like the castle, and they did the train station, but there's plenty other buildings they could do that people would buy.
Yeah. Do that Spaceship Earth. People love a Lego sphere.
Yeah.
Much better than a Figment popcorn bucket.
Do a Figment Lego. I don't know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I guess it depends on how much money Disney's making on the Lego.
That's true.
They should create their own bricks.
No, that's the worst idea.
And sometimes the character ones that they make are just creepy and off-putting. Like, they have a Mickey and Minnie one.
Oh, yeah, those are creepy.
It's weird.
Yeah. And again, I think Spaceship Earth might not look amazing unless it's like $1,000 or something.
Oh, yeah. It would have to be giant.
Okay.
It would have to be like the castle scale.
Yeah.
And you can take the top off of it and you can see a little ride inside.
Will it be all dusty in there?
Nah.
And then on the way back, do you just get everything with black tape over it from the 90s refurb?
No, it'll be the new one before the new one opens. Oh, okay. It's like a tease.
So it's just a blue LED light in there.
If you open it up, it smells like fire too.
Yeah. Oh, nice. That's a good idea.
All right. And do you have any white whale souvenir or merchandise that you wanted but couldn't get?
I was really surprised you couldn't find any of the Bailey Beluga from Finding Dory. White whale.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. I had nothing. Sorry, Michael. But that's good. That's good stuff. Thanks for listening. I don't have anything better than that. The whale of a tale, I'll tell you, lads.
Well. That's the end of Small Topics. Before we leave Small Topics, we are bringing back the Patreon book club. So this month's selection is called The Unofficial Walt Disney World 1971 Companion, Stories of How the World Began by Jim Corcus. I haven't read this, but it seems like it's a collection of short stories about the beginning of Walt Disney World. And those are always fun and kind of hard to find that kind of history stuff. So that is the book club this year or this month. We will do the book club meeting sometime probably around the week of February 7th. And it will be a Zoom meeting this time, not just a Slack discussion. So if you're interested in being part of the book club, you can read along now. Like, there's nothing stopping you. But if you want to be a part of the discussion, join our Patreon at patreon.com/TFP podcast. Back to you, Michael.
Thanks, Jason. Those are some great small topics. I didn't really understand the last one. That's why I gave you a joke answer.
Yeah. We'll do it again.
But I did understand it. I don't think I have one. That's my official answer.
Yeah, I didn't think of one either, so.
Yeah.
All right, Bailey Beluga.
Like, if I had seen the Luke Skywalker
lightsaber.
Oh,
no, I did have one. We do have one. It is the 2019 Chippendale Disney 2018 Chippendale under the Mickey hat ornament. Can't find it. We bought it. It was in this house and it has disappeared. And now we try to find it anywhere and can't find it.
Have you checked my eBay store?
It better not be on your tree, Will.
I don't have any Chippendale merchandise. Never been a big Chippendale guy.
I've tried to find this particular ornament on eBay and every now and then one will show up, but it's that rare Disney ornament that I can't seem to find even on eBay.
Well,
That's why, like, we started after that, after we couldn't find it, because we were like, oh, well, we'll go back and get it or whatever. And after we couldn't find it again, we started getting our annual ornament in our, like, the first trip of the year that we go down. So instead of closer to Christmas.
We have breaking Disney news.
Okay.
From Patreon St. Matt. Reporting live from inside Epcot, where they appear to not be sold out of buckets yet, but there appears to still be a lengthy line, more than an hour at least.
Good Lord.
Back to you.
That's crazy.
Is it just one, like, stand?
You get some popcorn with it.
No, is it like just one, like one of those little
I don't know.
Kiosks?
I don't know.
I feel like open up that room of requirement and get that line moving.
Yeah. We have 18 registers here, please.
Yeah.
News. News is a bit light this week, but here are three news items to discuss about Walt Disney World. More details released for this year's Disney on Broadway concert series. Today, as we record, was the official start of the 2022 Epcot International Festival of the Arts. And while we've talked about it before, more details have been released. The Disney on Broadway concert series dining packages are available this year, and guests can choose from four participating restaurants at Epcot for lunch and or dinner. Each package includes an appetizer, entree, and dessert, or one full buffet where applicable, along with a non-alcoholic beverage and one guaranteed seat per person for the Disney on Broadway concert series held on the same day. The restaurants that are included are Beer Garden in the Germany Pavilion, Coral Reef at the Seas with Nemo and Friends,
meh,
the Garden Grill in the Land Pavilion, and the Rose and Crown Dining Room in the UK Pavilion. Mm. The concerts are held daily at the American Gardens Theater with show times at 5:30, 6:45, and 8 p.m. The lineup includes a bunch of Broadway stars from the different Disney productions, some that have been there before and some new faces.
Including Ashley Brown and Josh Simpson. Strickland. Not Simpson. He does a good, I want to know.
Ashley Simpson's going to be there?
Show me. Yep.
She could be.
I can let my head down. I could say anything crazy. That was Ashley Simpson, right?
I don't know.
I think so.
Feel like I let you down there. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Is that like her song?
No.
Oh.
I thought that was like I just let Jason down on my mid-2000s pop.
Number two, pricing announced for the 2022 D23 Expo. So D23 has announced pricing for tickets that go on sale on January 20th for the 2022 D23 Expo in California.
I just realized next year, that's gonna be lit. D23 in 2023.
Are they going to do one in 2023 too?
I don't know. I'm just making that up. It's a missed opportunity if they don't.
Well, they normally would because usually they occur on odd number years, but they didn't do one in 2021 because of the pandemic.
Yeah. Did they do it in 2020 before it happened?
No, they only did on odd number years.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Ashley Simpson's remains found, boyfriend charged for murder.
What?
I think that's a different Ashley Simpson.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, different Ashley Simpson.
Breaking news.
So the company announced in September that the delayed 2021 D23 Expo will be held September 9th through 11th, 2022 at the Anaheim Convention Center. Tickets for D23 Expo, presented by Visa, go on sale at 12 p.m. on Thursday, January 20th, Pacific Time, with an exclusive pre-sale for Visa card holders who are also D23 members starting on Wednesday, January 19th at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. Guests must be members of D23, the official Disney fan club, either at the complimentary general member level or at the gold member level to purchase tickets. The D23 Expo has become the place for significant announcements relating to the Disney theme parks worldwide, and the last Expo in 2019, there were more than 10 projects announced for Walt Disney World. For more information on tickets, ticket prices, and D23 Expo, visit d23expo.com. Disney also announced a new exhibit coming to the D23 Expo, and this is Walt Disney's Grumman Gulfstream Company airplane that was previously on display at Disney's Hollywood Studios on the Backlot Tour near Catastrophe Canyon. The 1963 Grumman G159 with registration N234MM was nicknamed Mickey Mouse 1 and was used by Walt to scout for locations to build Walt Disney World.
You know what's weird? I remember the tail number for the plane on wings.
What is it?
121 Papa Papa.
Huh.
Isn't that weird?
That's weird.
Yeah. Anyway, continue. My brain's weird.
The studio backlot tour closed in 2014, and the location of Walt's plane since the closure was unknown. D23 and the Walt Disney Archives, working with new D23 Expo Platinum sponsors Amazon, are restoring the airplane, which is currently housed backstage at Walt Disney World Resort, and transporting it to Anaheim for the expo. The exhibit will premiere on September 9th, 2022, just for attendees of the expo. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can go inside it.
It's got to be pretty small.
You can stick your head in and look around.
Yeah. We didn't, Jason and I, when we went to Graceland, we didn't go see Elvis's plane because you had to pay extra for that.
We saw it.
Well, you saw the outside. We didn't pop in.
I feel like I've been in it.
Oh.
Well, I have been in it.
Well, I didn't the one time
I must have gone with Dad.
Yeah. So, yeah. No,
it was fine.
I have no desire to pop my head in. I would eventually like to go to a D23 one day, but even in pre-pandemic times, it's felt too crowded.
Mm-hmm.
From pictures. I don't know. And the things we complain about, some of these Disney fans that we were just complaining about, they're all... that's not fair. There will be some of those there as well, fighting over merchandise.
Oh, yeah.
If I ever fight over merchandise, you should kick me off the show.
Yeah. We would, because I wouldn't be able to speak to you ever again.
Mm-hmm. What if I fought you over it?
You know what Michael did this year for Christmas?
Gave out lovely gifts. That
he
were-
did. He got two of the hottest Christmas gifts that you couldn't find this year.
Two.
He was like an 80s mom looking for Cabbage Patch Kids. Mm-hmm.
Well, one of them I've been looking all year for.
Yep.
I found it at the last minute.
Was it the Chippendale?
No.
I tried to find that last year and couldn't.
Well, we put it out into the podcast world now, so maybe that'll help. Maybe somebody has an extra.
If you guys got any, I'll send you Will's address and you can just send it to his house care of.
That's fine. I take all podcast deliveries at my house.
Yeah. We'll trade you a Patreon membership for that ornament.
Like what kind of ornament?
No, we'll invite him to Slack.
Yeah. As I was saying, I want to go to D23. I decided I don't want to go. Because I would want to go to Disneyland too, and it'll be too busy that weekend.
Yeah. It's one of those things like where the idea of going is way better than I'm actually going, sure.
It's like going to Comic-Con. I just want to see the panels, but not sit anywhere for hours and pay all that money and do all that stuff. I just want to see the panels.
Well, that's good. Like, if you do that, at least when we went to Dragon Con, if you didn't care about being able to be in the front and see people, you could get into all those panels. You just had to sit in the back.
There are too many people there, too. Maybe I just don't like crowds. Yeah. Unless they're at sporting events. And even then. Anyway, you'll find me at home, people.
Number three, reopening dates announced for more table service restaurants and a spa.
Ooh.
Walt Disney World's phased reopenings continue at the beginning of 2022 with three more popular table service restaurants. Flying Fish at Disney's Boardwalk Resort will reopen on January 27th. Jiko at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge reopens on February 17th. And Turf Club at Disney's Saratoga Springs reopens February 3rd, 2022.
Yes, I love Turf Club. We were just talking about that when we were down there. Like, we would like to go eat there again and get the prime rib because it was delicious.
I don't like prime rib, but I would like to go to the Turf Club.
You should go to the Turf Club because it's never too crowded either. Man, I hate crowds. Apparently.
I think the older you get, your tolerance for crowd levels.
You get a nice view of like the water on Disney Springs, and it's like out of the way. It's lovely. It's a great spot.
Well, you'll be pleased to know that all three begin taking reservations on January 20th.
Okay. I've never been to Flying Fish or Jiko. Wait, have I been to Jiko? Which one's Jiko? Is that the one with the bread?
I mean,
or is that Boma? The one with the bread
Boma's
service.
The buffet.
Jiko's the real nice
okay,
one.
I've never been to Jiko. I've only been to the buffet one. And I didn't love it.
Jiko is really good.
Yeah. We haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah.
We should try
it's
that
closed now. It's not back yet.
Oh.
But January 27th, you can go.
Oh, okay.
But you can get reservations on January 20th.
Booking that trip now.
Disney has also announced that the Grand Floridian Spa, formerly Senses, a Disney spa, will reopen to guests on January 26, 2022.
So they're renaming it?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And during its closure, the space was refurbished to match the iconic Victorian-style theming of the resort itself.
Fantastic.
And reservations are already open.
Ooh. You know that was a meeting somewhere. Somebody walked through that space. Why don't we just call it the Grand Floridian Spa? And just make it look like everything else here?
Yeah, I guess it just looked like your normal like the Census Spa on the cruises.
Yeah, I think
they weren't very Disney.
Yeah, like, I think they're run by a third party.
Probably not anymore.
And just like the old spa at Grand Floridian, that is it for news.
That's some good news, Michael. Did you guys do Main Tweet USA last week without me? Was it good?
Most would say better.
Some could.
I don't remember what we did.
All.
If you don't remember it, then
we did something.
Anyway, this week on Main Tweet USA, I'm going to do a quick little rundown of my Run Disney Marathon Weekend Trip Review.
Oh, I get it, because you were running.
Yeah.
And but, you were actually on Main Street.
I was, but I didn't run on Main Street.
You didn't run as soon as you entered the Magic Kingdom.
No.
Push and shove.
No, not quite enough for a whole main topic. Because honestly, there wasn't a ton that I did that was new. Because I was just there in October and did a lot of the same stuff.
You stay in your room avoiding the crowds?
Yes. Well, one after the race I did. I took a lovely nap. Well, I took a lie down in the dark. But okay, so I signed up for the 10K. And we also had official British Disney Princess Alex. She did the Dopey Run, and her consort Donnie did the 10K and the half. So we had a little delegation there. If you haven't heard, there were insane crowds at the expo that morning, and they bought all the good merch within like 10 minutes or whatever. But when I rolled in about 3 o'clock, if you hate crowds, this is the time for you, folks. I just walked up and got my bib. And, oh, you can sign that digital waiver and everything now, like online? Nothing. You don't have to print out anything, do anything. Just get up there and go get your stuff. We don't care anymore. Couple of things about the expo, though. Like, this is the first time I've been back since the pandemic. Certainly not as many vendors as there used to be, which I guess is, you know, to be expected. But also not as many sponsors on the T-shirt either. Or overall, because I brought an old long sleeve tee from the last time I did the January half marathon, and the back of the shirt had like felt like 20 sponsors on it. This time, like 3.
I wonder why.
So I don't know. But one of them was Advent Health, and they probably gave a lot of money. So they're in the Disney business now, really. But yeah, other than that, not much changed. That night we did snag a Ohana last minute res. So this is the first time I've been back there since it reopened.
How was it?
So it's a little different. The parts you like are exactly the same.
Okay.
Well, you know, the noodles and the dumplings, they still come out in a big tray and you can get as many as you want.
Yeah.
The trick is go ahead and order more. Like,
oh yeah.
Cause by the time you get the more you order, cause it's slower now, everything's slower now. You're like, well, I'm not really hungry anymore, but I got all these noodles now. I guess I better eat them.
Yeah, that's true.
And then I feel a little sick, and then there you go. You know, the meat is a little different now. Since it just comes on, different platters instead of off the skewer. You know, the steak was real, the best I've ever had actually there. The shrimp weren't as good, for some reason.
They weren't as good last time we were there.
Yeah,
either.
Yeah. Maybe they're not as good anymore.
Yeah,
chicken was a little dry, but chicken's always dry.
Yeah, I feel like the shrimp was kind of hit or miss.
Yeah,
chicken also was hit or miss. Like it was either dry or good.
Steak.
Yeah,
and the bread pudding may have changed, but I'm not a big fan anyway. Well, yeah. I am now since it's not the coconut bread pudding anymore.
Yeah, so, not interested in. Or the meat part of Ohana is my least interest.
I think you may like the new steak.
The steak's good, but give me those noodles and dumplings.
Still as good as always.
Yep.
No longer was the vegetable medley, though. It was just broccolini. Last week, they were pushing broccolini at the Walt Disney World Resort. It was everywhere.
They had too much.
I think they must have grown too much at the land.
Somebody accidentally ordered broccolini instead of broccoli.
Probably. I mean, it was hilarious. It was like the seasonal vegetable. And tonight we'll be having broccolini. Yeah, no crap, huh? Yeah. It became a running joke throughout the long weekend. Stayed the same place I did in October, Caribbean Beach. And I'm officially now ready to say it is my favorite moderate, and it's not even close. This time we had a room close to the main Skyliner station. Actually, we were closer to this station than we were the Riviera room last time, like close to that station. And let me just say one thing. The morning I decided it was my favorite moderate was got up at 3 a.m. or whatever to go run and be crazy and everything. And then rode the bus back, took a shower, went and got breakfast. All of this before 9 o'clock when I laid back down. My parents went to the park and I just took a little nap and I was going to meet them at Epcot a little later. So I laid for a couple hours, played on my phone, you know, rested up. There's a Joffrey's coffee stand right at the Skyliner station. I literally walk out the door of my hotel room, walk past one like little courtyard, walk across the little two-lane road there, got a coffee, walked onto the Skyliner, and then was at Epcot within like 5 minutes, and my coffee was still hot when I walked in the park. And I was like, oh, that's it. Here we go. The only thing they do need to update at Caribbean are like the rooms, because they had the last update. They don't have the Coronado update where they have the good TVs and everything, like the smart TVs. But other than that, I have no issues with Caribbean Beach, at least the two rooms I stayed at. So nice. This last two times.
Yeah, we need to go back.
Skyliner proximity is now everything to me. So I officially take back everything I ever said about the Disney Skyliner. It is no longer a hot box death trap. I was a little chilly on it last time.
You mean you jumped to conclusions without having experienced it?
That was the old me. It was before the pandemic. It was a different time.
It's changed. You've changed.
Mm-hmm. What did not change was Run Disney, basically. They even had the same kind of routes that they've had before. Start and end at Epcot for the 10K. There were fewer corrals now, and they're no longer A through whatever. They are now starting group, so they're just numbered. So I don't know. I will say there did seem to be fewer people overall in the corrals than there used to be, but it could have been, I don't know, it was 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's early.
And there were definitely fewer fireworks, but apparently for the half and the full, they had the normal number of fireworks. But they had the same people doing the same shtick and all and everything, you know.
It's local celebrities.
And they had the guy, you know, interviewing people, but the mic never worked and they never figured it out. Like his microphone worked and the person holding the microphone next to the little barrier with the people never worked the entire time we were there. And it was hilarious. I forgot to ask if they fixed it for the half, but anyway, on course characters are basically the same, except you can't, you know, get near them, close to them anymore. Which is good because you're gross. So yeah, as a runner. Other than that, it was all pretty the same. Oh, but except when we ran into Epcot, it was very neat. Every day the Harmonious barges, they had the fountains on, like the ones that were in the artwork, you know, for during the day, and it had the Run Disney and whatever race logos on the screens.
Oh, that's neat.
So it was nice. It was just a little added touch. Still no Oreos in the snack boxes like they used to have, so it's officially garbage. But I will say I had metal envy because these are the best medals I've ever seen. The 10K was Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, and it slid back and forth across the medal, and they were all iridescent gold.
That's awesome.
One of them looked weird.
It was probably this one.
No, somebody, I think it was there a Mulan one?
No, that's for Princess coming up. There was a Pluto one for the 5K, which was cool because his little collar like turned around. And then the half spun, and one side it was Donald, one side it was Daisy, and same thing for the full. Cool. It was Mickey and Minnie. So they changed the 10K from, I think it used to be Minnie, to Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. But my other grievance is that was the one character that wasn't out there. So
weird.
All right, yeah,
maybe they don't have one in Florida.
Oswald
yeah.
Or
yeah.
Minnie.
Oswald the Lucky Rabbit.
They definitely have one in California.
Yeah, and they had Minnie too, obviously.
So no supply chain issues then?
Apparently not.
Because they have many. Plentiful.
Rim shot. We had breakfast at Steakhouse 71. That was nice. I highly recommend it. It's not quite as good as the Wave buffet that they used to have. But they had interesting items on the menu.
Was it a buffet?
No, it was just plated.
Just a menu?
Yeah. But it had good stuff.
Did they have the Caesar salad?
Not for breakfast. I'm sorry, Michael.
A shame.
What do they have? Bacon?
Well, I had steak and eggs and it was delicious. They had prime rib hash. They had a couple of different kind of omelets than you normally get. I don't know. It was a nice little menu.
I'm not a fan of a hash.
I didn't get it. I don't know that I've ever had a prime rib hash though.
I like a corned beef hash.
Oh, I do not. No, I'm not a fan.
I'm a big fan.
Okay. Well, we can like different things. Also had dinner at Sebastian's Bistro for the first time at Caribbean Beach.
Yeah, we've still never been there.
It's fine. It's not amazing, but if it's right next to your hotel room, I recommend it. It's not expensive either, which was good.
Nice.
It's like $29.99 and it's, you know, as much as you want. It's like just your tray of meat and like a lot of Caribbean, like.
Do you get it yourself or do they bring it to you?
They bring it to you.
Okay. Yeah.
Good. It was good. I had a great old fashioned there that nice. Night. It was lovely.
Is there a Sebastian animatronic there?
No. Sorry.
Or a statue of some sort?
I think he's on the sign.
Okay.
Yeah. Played mini golf, won twice. So happy about that. And just a couple of notes for the parks. I mentioned this to you guys earlier, but it was funny. Jason and I, with a couple of different folks, used to go, we've talked about this before, like drive down on New Year's Day and leave before the marathon people got there. And when we got down there, it was still Christmas had thrown up over everything. By the time we left, Christmas was gone.
Yep.
This time's a little different. There was still a lot of Christmas left over by the time we left. The Main Street Christmas tree was still up as of January 9th, which is crazy. And in fact, one night at Caribbean Beach, we went over there. I guess it was Sebastian's night. And then the next morning, it was still very Christmas, and they had reggae Christmas music, which was delightful. And then the next morning, Christmas was gone. But you just see like remnants of Christmas everywhere, which is hilarious. It's like a wreath here, like some garland here. And then it's just all it's just
stacked in the corner.
Yeah. It was weird, but you know, that's just how things are. One other thing, they have a new toy train, which I, reported to Jason and Michael while I was down there. The old Christmas train was a very big, ugly train. Not a big fan of it.
It's very toy-like,
but now it's like the monorail toy sized. But it's the same thing, but it looks cool and it's decently priced. So nice. They have the 50th version, but it is way more expensive, but it's like a quote real train.
And you said it was iridescent.
Yes. Although it is on the picture, they didn't show you the train through the box. You want to pay that hundreds of dollars for a train. I would like to see what it looks like, but you know, and finally, just quickly. Also we did the indie stunt show and you know, there were changes.
Yeah.
I still haven't looked it up. I don't know if there were this many changes. They didn't do the entire final scene, the desert scene.
Oh.
Have they stopped doing that?
I don't know. I don't remember. I know they got rid of audience participation.
They did.
But I don't really know what else
changed. Like, they didn't do the whole plane, the whole thing.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. Maybe they cut it short that day. I don't know. But I would like to say I did test out Genie Plus and the individual Lightning Lane. On subsequent days, tested out Genie Plus on our Magic Kingdom day. And the only thing I had that was a negative was we had a dinner that was a little too early, so I didn't get my full money's worth out of it, most likely. But we did Splash and Haunted and Pirates. And
you liked the way it worked and stuff?
Yeah. It's very simple. It told you exactly when you could book another one on. The only thing I don't like about the tip board on the My Disney Experience is it, wherever you are, every time you open it back up, it automatically goes to Magic Kingdom.
Oh, weird.
At least mine did. I don't know. Maybe it was a weird thing those couple of days.
Probably a bug.
But it was super simple. I woke up at 7 and bought it and went ahead and just got Splash Mountain. So I figured it'd be busy that day. Apparently, I should have gotten Jungle Cruise because it was insane all day.
If you want to hear about the Jungle Cruise queue, listen to last week's episode where we complained about it.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't stand in it because it was a 70-minute wait all day and the Lightning Lane just kept going further and further out. Like it was already at 3 o'clock by like 10 a.m.
Yeah, that one's got problems. Yeah. We decided they needed another load area.
Oh, I'll go with that.
Two more docks.
But otherwise it was great. It was like it told
Paradox.
Oh, Paradox. Very nice. But it told you exactly when you could get another one. I'm sorry, 11:03, you can book an. Oh, yeah, okay, cool.
Well, that's helpful. Yeah. I wonder if it's always done that or if they've like gotten feedback.
I don't know. But it was good. It was easy. And then on Saturday, my dad had never been on Rise of the Resistance, so I woke up at 7 again and just purchased that. I was there at 7 o'clock on the dot and refreshed, did everything like I did previously. And the first time available was 10:15. By the time I clicked on it, it was 11:45 and paid for it. And I was like, all right, well, geez.
Was it worth $15?
It was 100% worth $15.
Nice. Did your dad like it?
Yeah, he really did. I mean, it was sadly in B mode, but the first time I've ever seen the B mode, so I was like, okay, something new for me. But you get the entire experience, and didn't have to wait. And this was my example for this the whole time when they've talked about Genie Plus and the individual Lightning Lane. Rise of the Resistance, I would give so much money to not stand in this line anymore and not worry about standing in that line or anything like that. So we'll probably do another Genie Plus review at some point when we can do a full day, maybe for the podcast. But that was just my quick review. And that's it for Main Tweet USA.
Thanks, Will. That sounded like a delightful trip down Main Tweet USA.
Good job, buddy.
Thanks. Today's topic, looking ahead at Disney in 2022. Hey, we didn't do a looking back at 2021.
No need.
It wasn't great.
Just like we didn't do one for 2020.
It was better than 2020.
It was better. So,
but still not worth going back in detail.
We're on an upward trend. That's good.
Indeed. Well, let's just, as is our tradition, we're going to go over everything that's coming up in the parks, on TV, the movie, movies, everything for 2022.
Everything asterisk.
Well, everything that we find interesting. How about that? So let's go ahead and get started with some theatrical releases. February 11th, Death on the Nile. I like that they put all the Fox stuff in here now. Or, 20th Century Studios.
Yes.
Not Fox. Apologies. Which I will watch this, but yeah, probably not in the theater. I don't know if I'm going to...
Yeah, we're talking about HBO or something.
I don't know. I bet we'll watch it.
It's going to be a long one, Jason.
Huh?
It's going to be a long one.
That's fine.
There's Death on the Nile. It goes on for Niles and Niles. And Niles. March 11th still does have a theatrical release, except in the United States, apparently. Turning Red by Pixar. I assume you talked about this last week.
Oh, that might have been my main tweet last week. I couldn't remember what it was. Yeah.
So, yeah, I will be watching this on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And we will be doing a show about it, I assume, if it's good.
Maybe. Yeah. We didn't do one about Luca.
Yeah, I didn't see Luca.
Yeah.
We all saw Soul, though.
Did we do one about Soul?
I think so.
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a tough one.
Yeah, we're going to have to be more picky with now that the Disney Plus shows are at full bore.
Yeah. Well, we will be doing a show about this on May 6th about my birthday.
yes.
Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Madness.
It's going to be great. May 27th, the Bob's Burgers movie. Never seen a Bob's Burger.
I haven't either, but people seem to like it.
Yeah. June 17th, Lightyear by Pixar, which I assume will stay theatrical.
I hope so.
Yeah. I'm excited about this, and it's also very hard for me to get my head around the fact that it is a live-action movie in the Toy Story universe.
Yes.
Right? Like, it's not CG.
Yes.
It is live-action.
Right. It is a little funky like that. And I'm excited not to ever have to see the trailer again.
It's a
good trailer,
I'm getting over it.
I like the trailer.
I'm getting a little over it.
Morbius. Release that movie.
It's the same movie to me at this point.
It's going
to
make the same amount of money if you release it today during COVID or if you release it later on. Maybe don't nobody want to watch your movie.
Well, there was another rumor about why they were delaying it.
Why?
To squeeze more money out of Spider-Man for Sony.
Also safety, I think.
Yeah, squeeze more money out of Spider-Man and safety, whatever. But anyway, you know. July 8th, which this snuck up on me, Thor, Love and Thunder.
I know, I can't wait.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like it's that close.
Right, but it super is. November 11th, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, filming again today in Atlanta, right?
Woo-hoo. No, they were delayed a week because of COVID.
Oh,
one more week. But they only have 4 weeks left of filming, so it shouldn't be delayed. The release shouldn't be delayed.
Yeah. Gotcha. November 23rd, Strange World from Disney Animation.
This looks interesting. That's our next animated feature.
What's it about?
I don't know.
Strange.
Yeah, it's like
I don't know. You know their trailers are terrible, you know. Remember what Frozen was about from the trailer?
I don't think there's a trailer for it yet.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
There's been
artwork. Even when one comes out, it won't be great. And finally, December 16th. What comes out on December 16th, Michael?
Avatar 2.
Is that what they're calling it?
I don't know.
Okay.
We won't know until they actually release any sort of...
They haven't done anything?
Yeah, I haven't seen, like, I've heard rumors that they have subtitles, but they haven't officially called it anything other than an Avatar 2 at this point.
I bet they will. I feel like James Cameron's not going to just be happy with a 2.
Well, he had T2 Judgment Day. That was...
Yeah.
I don't know. That's all I got.
I'm really excited for this.
I am too.
I'm excited to see footage from this.
Not excited. Yeah.
No?
I'm not excited.
Oh, you're
excited.
Not excited. Okay.
Yeah. I'm more excited.
I thought you said you're not excited. I'm like, it's a James Cameron movie.
Oh, it'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Look, I really loved Avatar when I saw it in the theater.
I wonder if
watched it a couple times here and there. It's just, it doesn't do it for me like it does Michael.
I wonder if it'll be in 3D. Because you don't see as 3D. You really don't see 3D as much anymore at the movies, you know?
It better be in 3D. I'll tell you that right now.
If it is in 3D, it's going to be the good 3D.
Yeah, it is. Because the Avatar was the best 3D movie there ever was.
Maybe it'll be in glassesless 3D.
I just remember watching Avatar, and there was one point where I'm watching it, and I looked to the side, and it did feel like there was a 3D world in my peripheral, going through the screen, because it was that good.
I remember getting dizzy when they were standing on one of the high branches.
Mm. Good.
And I thought I was going to fall off the branch. Like, it seemed high.
That's great. All right, shall we move over to televisions?
Sure.
Yeah,
we don't have a ton here. We're going to skip over most of this. Do you know what the Secrets of Sulphur Springs is? Because they were advertising this everywhere at Disney World.
No, I've just heard of it. I just don't know.
Some Disney Channel nonsense?
Yeah.
Okay.
It seems like it's probably like that Mummy Dad.
Mummy Dad.
movie that was being... it was advertised around Halloween.
Yeah.
Unwrapped.
I was like, ooh.
Unwrapped.
And then, and then I saw... some of the previews, I was like, ooh, no.
But this is the second season, so I guess the first season did well.
January 24th, the 19th season of American Dad will premiere on TBS.
I'm surprised that's still on.
I'm surprised we're still at TBS.
I'm surprised it's on season 19, but it's like when they do Dancing with the Stars, like three seasons a year, it's like on season 47.
Yeah, Family Guy's only on season 20.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're getting real creative with where your seasons are on these shows now. But whatever.
Well, I think Family Guy was canceled for longer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Has American Dad been on the whole time?
No. It was a spinoff. Not a spinoff.
No, like I mean, since it's been on, did it ever go? I know it's off of Fox now.
Yeah, it went from Fox elsewhere, but I don't know if there was a gap in between there.
Well, we don't know. We do know on February 18th, Fancy Nancy will air its last episode.
Oh, what happened?
She's no longer fancy.
She's now Basic Betty.
Basic Betty. Spring Big City Greens will officially begin its third season. I only say that because I did watch an episode of that when I was down for our virtual run. It's pretty fun.
What is it?
I don't know, but it's kind of funny. It's like a family show. Just give it a sometime when you're at Disney World and you're just flipping around, watch an episode of that and you'll be like, well, that's kind of funny. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Let's see. I don't care about anything in the summer. To be announced, Walking Dead will air its last episode coming up.
I thought they already had.
Apparently not. Zombies 3 will premiere. Hamster and Gretel. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's good.
Fear the Walking Dead concludes its 7th season.
Wow.
Simpsons will conclude its 33rd season, but that makes sense.
Yeah.
Those numbers.
Yeah.
12 seasons for Bob's Burgers, and I've still never seen an episode. Let's see. Fear the Walking Dead, Puppy Dog Pals concludes its 5th season. Okay.
Mira, Royal Detective.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff we don't watch. Now here, let's move over to streaming and this stuff we will watch, okay? Yeah. January 12th, Eternals arrived on Disney Plus. Michael's already seen it about 15 more times.
I have.
Such a good movie.
Yeah, it's on Disney Plus now. January 14th, as we record today, Betty White Goes Wild was released on Disney Plus. So at the grocery store today, there was a People or one of those magazines. I'm turning 100.
That's
sad.
Yeah,
already printed that stuff though, so I mean, it is what it is.
Dewey defeats decimal system or whatever.
That's nowhere.
That was my grievance last week, was Betty White died.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Did you do a canon?
No, I didn't. I thought that would be in poor taste.
It wasn't.
I don't know, it just seemed like I'm gonna shoot a canon.
She would be fine with whatever you want to do. That was the best thing about Betty White. She took everything in stride. Let's see. January 26th, Hit Monkey will be released on Disney Plus. No, that's StarHub. That doesn't count. Ice Age Adventures of Buck Wild.
That's the Ice Age series.
Yeah. Book of Boba Fett will conclude on February 9th. So that's not good. Too long away.
Also, this wasn't listed, but next week, or I guess on whatever next Wednesday is, the 19th, is Assembled the Making of Hawkeye.
Oh, cool. Comes out. I will watch that.
Yeah. And there'll be an Eternals one that'll come out in a few weeks, too.
February 23rd, Free Guy will simultaneously debut on Disney Plus and HBO Max.
I should watch Free Guy again. That was good.
On February 23rd, you can stream it on Disney Plus and HBO Max.
You should watch it well.
The Proud Family, Louder and Prouder will premiere on Disney Plus.
Yeah, this is getting a lot of publicity lately.
In March, Cheaper by the Dozen will premiere on Disney Plus. March 11th, Turning Red will premiere, like we said, on Disney Plus. And Michael added this on March 30th. A lot of rumors out today that this will be the premiere date of Moon Knight on Disney Plus. He saw this on Twitter. On this day, the moon will be in a waning crescent phase. Coincidence? Probably.
Yeah.
I think the answer is yes, Twitter guy.
Yeah. It's most of the time either in a waxing crescent or a waning crescent. Yeah. Come on.
When's the blood moon? That's when they should have released Morbius.
The other rumor was that
earlier than
is he a vampire? That's what I don't even understand.
I don't understand how he can fly.
And why hasn't Blade killed him in the Marvel universe?
Because nobody cares about Morbius.
But he's a vampire too.
What if Morbius is amazing in like a year from now? Or like looking forward to Morbius too?
And you know what I don't want? Jared Leto in any superhero movie now. We're done with this. Oh, get out of here.
Poor Jared.
You've had your turn. Bring in Jim and Mary Poppins.
Well, I'm looking forward to Moon Knight.
Me too. In the spring, we have Better Nate Than Ever on Disney Plus. I don't know what it is, but I kind of want to see it. Chippendale Rescue Rangers will premiere on Disney Plus.
Rescue Rangers.
In the summer, the Baymax show will premiere on Disney Plus, along with Ms. Marvel. Let's see.
I'm excited for Ms. Marvel.
Me too.
Me too.
And the Marvels after that. And that's in theaters, though, right?
Yes.
The Marvels,
yeah.
Whenever that happens.
It'll be in February.
And then after that, they're going on tour.
Mm-hmm. That sounds marvelous.
Yes.
Sometime in the middle of the year, Star Wars Andor will premiere on Disney Plus. This is now where we don't really know.
And Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
Or Obi-Wan, I guess it's called.
In the fall, Disenchanted will premiere.
I'm looking forward to that. We'll have to do our Enchanted watch before that.
Cars on the Road will premiere on Disney Plus. Hocus Pocus 2.
Ugh.
And Pinocchio.
I'm excited about Pinocchio.
Yeah,
I'm excited about Pinocchio.
People are excited about Hocus Pocus 2.
They are.
But not us.
About sexually harassing a child.
I'm sure that probably won't be the plot of this one. December, we'll have the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special on Disney Plus. And then we have a lot of TBAs. Sneakerella. Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Roderick Rules, Aladdin Live from the West End.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
I didn't know that was happening.
I didn't either.
That must be a pro shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Zootopia Plus, Peter Pan and Wendy.
I'm excited about that.
Third season of The Mandalorian. I mean, maybe they are starting filming now, so we'll see. Night at the Museum, Kamunra?
I don't know. Kamunra.
Mumra.
Amenhotep. That's the other movie. Anyway, that Rises Again will premiere on Disney Plus. Greek Freak. Ooh, The Willow Show. That's right. And She-Hulk.
I'm excited about that.
Uh-oh. Secret Invasion. I am super excited about that.
I feel like Secret Invasion is much further away than this year.
Yeah, I Am Groot. That's going to be funny.
Yeah.
Three Men and a Baby. Obi-Wan. The untitled Marvel Studios Halloween special. Third season of High School Musical, the musical, the series. Second season of Star Wars, The Bad Batch.
Oh, yeah.
America the Beautiful. And Sophia the First will be added to Disney Plus in the U.S. after leaving Netflix. So there you go.
Well, there you go.
All right. Shall we move into themed parks?
Sure. Yes.
The Disney Magical Express service ceased operations on January 1st. However, it will be replaced with a new Disney-branded airport shuttle bus service to and from the resort later in the year called the Sunshine Flyer. The new service will be centered around 1920s era steam locomotives honoring Walt Disney's love of trains and will open as part of Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary celebration.
I did not know this.
So I looked at, I thought this was fake.
Yeah, that sounds fake.
I Googled it. They have like artwork and pictures already.
Oh, cool.
And you know, it's the Mears transportation.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was going to be themed though.
I didn't either. So there you go. That's interesting. I learned something today. January 2nd, Typhoon Lagoon reopening.
January 3rd, it closed.
Yep. Oh. It's cold. It's very cold.
Yeah.
Let's see. January 10th, the parade return at Disneyland Paris in time for its 30th anniversary celebration.
It's crazy.
Paint the Night returning at Hong Kong Disneyland in February in honor of its 15th anniversary celebration. February 10th is when the Sunshine Flyer Airport shuttle bus will start, apparently. March 1st.
That's the Mears thing?
Yeah. The Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser will open in the Epcot Hollywood Studios area as part of the... So everything on this list had as part of the 50th celebration, which is kind of funny. And it's a massive failure because nobody's booking it, correct?
No, they filled up.
Oops.
Yep. Fully booked.
Fully booked for 3 months. But okay. Sorry.
I'm excited to start hearing about this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I think it's
apparently they're
awesome.
Not going to allow video.
Good,
they can help it. That's the rumor. Leave your phones in your rooms.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. If you can,
yeah. I'm excited to hear some good news about this instead of complaining.
Yeah, the complaints are ridiculous because they're still in cast previews.
Yeah,
no, like rehearsals.
Yeah,
yeah.
I could do a whole segment on this, but the internet is ridiculous. Okay, so March 6th, Disneyland Paris's 30th anniversary will begin. The Walt Disney Studios Park in Paris will celebrate its 20th anniversary.
A lot of anniversaries.
Yeah. A lot of big ones.
Mickey's Toontown will close in March for refurbishment at Disneyland to make way for a new reimagined Mickey's Toontown and an extensive refurbishment of Centennial Park.
Oh, yeah, and they'll get their Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
They will. April 5th, the Toy Story Hotel will open at Tokyo Disney as a part of their 20th Tokyo Disney Sea's 20th anniversary celebration.
Wow, I feel like that was a very long time ago that we first talked about Toy Story Hotel.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It's also Epcot's 40th anniversary, isn't it?
Spoiler.
Oh, sorry.
May 13th, Fantasmic will celebrate its 30th anniversary at Disneyland.
Woohoo!
Let's see. In the sprint, now we're into no dates.
Hopefully
now.
Fantasmic will be playing in time for its anniversary.
Yeah.
Probably not.
One night only.
Okay. Here we have some things in the spring. Disneyland Forever will return at Disneyland. Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair will reopen under the name Mickey's Magical Friendship Fair at the Magic Kingdom. World of Color will return in Paradise Gardens Park at Disney's California Adventure. The Main Street Electrical Parade will also be returning at Disneyland. And Fantasmic will resume in New Orleans Square at Disneyland. So, sometime in the spring, they're saying. In the summer, we have Avengers Campus opening at Walt Disney Studios Park. And Wonders of Xandar will open at Epcot, along with Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind.
Woohoo!
And World Celebration, World Xandar.
Discovery.
World Discovery.
Off-world discovery.
Off-world. That's what they should call it. I get irritated every time I see a world showcase trash can. I'm like, see, that just makes sense. It's a showcase of the worlds. But whatever. Nations, really.
Grammar's important.
October 1st, Epcot will celebrate its 40th anniversary. So get in line now, folks. There will be a popcorn bucket.
Popcorn buckets.
What if they have a Spaceship Earth popcorn bucket, Michael?
I'm surprised they haven't already.
Yeah. I mean, with a little Mickey on top waving from the screaming. 1982 commercial.
You know what I'm not going to do is wait in line for one.
What for if you take hours. The top off and it's a scaled model of the entire ride that works?
Oh, well, in that case, I'll wait in line.
And it's 1999.
I don't think that's a popcorn bucket at that point.
If it has one piece of popcorn in it, it's a popcorn bucket.
The ride vehicles are popcorns.
And that's all we have for any sort of close to specific dates. But we have some other TBA stuff. These events are scheduled to happen over the course of the year as part of the Walt Disney World Resort's 50th anniversary celebration. Connections Cafe and Eatery will open in World Celebration at Epcot.
It's exciting.
Disney Adventure Friends Cavalcade will open at the Magic Kingdom.
Wait, what's the Connections Cafe?
That's
is what, it like a sampler platter?
No, it's the quick service restaurant that used to be Electric Umbrella.
Okay. Are they opening a sampler platter restaurant?
What are you talking about?
Like, we're like, I felt like I remembered or maybe imagined.
Oh, where you can get stuff
You can get like stuff from everywhere.
It might be at the Connections Cafe.
I think you made that up, probably.
I may have made that up, but that's a good idea.
Well, then they'll copy it because they get most of our ideas from us.
That's true.
Reflections of China will close in the China Pavilion, and Wondrous China will take its place.
I watched this. I was very happy with the new Canada movie.
Yeah?
No. Journey of Water, inspired by... Goodness gracious. Easy for me to say. Journey of Water, inspired by Moana, will open at World Nature at Epcot.
Do you think Johnny and Moira Rose will also narrate the Reflections of China?
Wait, they narrate Canada movies?
Yeah, they do.
Are they Johnny and Moira Rose?
Yep.
No, they're not.
You can bring your baby.
I choose to believe, Jason, instead of your facts, Michael. DuckTales World Showcase Adventure will open at World Showcase.
Woo-woo.
Roundup Rodeo Barbecue will open at Toy Story Land at Hollywood Studios.
I mean, they finished the building a while ago.
Yeah. Well, they're just smoking the meat now, so it's fine.
It does take a long time. Mm-hmm. You have to get ahead of it.
If you want to do it right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get that smoke ring.
Yep.
Fantasmic will return to Disney's Hollywood Studios to tie with the 30th anniversary of the Disneyland version and will feature a new sequence with segments from Aladdin, Moana, and Frozen.
Ooh.
And Encanto. I'm just throwing that. I would like to see
that. They should have Encanto. We need more Encanto presence in the parks.
Yeah.
They're working on it, Michael.
Get it. Get it in there.
Well, what about Bruno?
We don't talk about Bruno.
What if they rethemed the Frozen ride to
Encanto? I'm on board. Do it.
It just never stays the same attraction.
That's hilarious. Enchanted Tales with Belle will reopen at Magic Kingdom. Move It, Shake It, Mouse Could Dance It. Street Party will resume at the Magic Kingdom. Disney Junior Play and Dance will have its final performance in the Animation Courtyard at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Did we know that?
No.
I'm not talking to you.
Well, I'm part of we.
You make up stuff. Come on.
I don't remember this.
Man. Okay.
Connections Cafe. It sounds like it's connecting all the world.
Sampler platter?
Yeah.
I hope they have a sampler platter at Woody's Roundup Barbecue.
Woody's Roundup. I hope they have a drink called Snake in My Boot.
Oh, yeah. The To Infinity and Beyond margarita or something, too. I don't know. Feathered Friends in Flight will have its final performance in Asia at Animal Kingdom. Is that the one where the birds just go back and forth?
I think so. If it is, I'm sad because I really like that.
Oh.
Where the macaws fly in front of the tree? Is it that?
No, that's Flights of Fancy or Wonder or something.
Oh.
Up. A Magical Bird Adventure.
Yeah, because that's in...
it is in Asia.
The Tree of Life. So the Asia one would be the Up one, right?
But it's not called
Feathered... No, I don't know. We don't know what Feathered Friends in Flight is, apparently.
To the Google.
But isn't that what they changed the Up one to?
No, because later on this list, they talk about Up again. Up, A Great Bird Adventure, will reopen in Asia at Disney's Animal Kingdom, according to this list. They could be lying on this list, too, for all we know.
I guess this is just a Feathered Friends in Flight is another show in the same theater that the Up show is in.
I would rather watch that one without, you know, the Up stuff. I don't know. Apparently they changed it. Anyway, it'll all be different once it reopens, guys. Don't worry about it.
They're changing it to Kites.
Cool. Voyage of the Little Mermaid and Disney Junior Dance Party will reopen in Animation Courtyard at Hollywood Studios.
Why?
I mean, I get Disney Junior Dance Party, but why Voyage of the Little Mermaid?
I'll tell you why. Because when you look at a park map at Hollywood Studios, it's not as bad as it used to be, but there's like one thing in each corner of the park, and they're all like 80 minutes.
Yeah, and I guess there's not a lot for like young kids to do at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
Well, give them something better. They don't deserve that.
Well, you know what else they can do? Jedi Training Trials of the Temple will resume in Echo Lake at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
I would have loved that so much when I was a kid.
So cute seeing them.
Oh. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now, Michael, is this true? The Play Pavilion is still scheduled to open this year?
Yes.
I didn't think they were actually working on it anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you walk in front of it, there's still a sign.
I haven't been over there. I haven't been over there.
Yeah, they're still working on it.
Okay, thank you. Animation Academy will open in the Play Pavilion.
See?
Star Wars Launch Bay will reopen at Hollywood Studios.
That's weird. There should be a different launch. There should be a Cars Land Launch Bay or something.
Yeah. Star Wars, a Galactic Spectacular will return at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
They need a nighttime spectacular.
Up, a Great Bird Adventure will reopen at Animal Kingdom. Finding Nemo the Musical will return in Dinoland at Disney's Animal Kingdom under the name Finding Nemo the Big Blue and Beyond.
Do you think it's a crossover with Buzz Lightyear? Yes.
Sure.
It is. Okay. Sigourney Weaver and Buzz Lightyear are in it.
This is the most exciting thing. The Walt Disney World Railroad in the Magic Kingdom will reopen with a new track route and new audio spiel after 4 years of closure.
Wait. I mean, hooray. Number one. What's the new track route? It's still going through the same place.
There's no, just stuff now it goes it. Through Tron.
Yeah, but the track is the same, right?
You don't know that.
I think so.
Maybe there's a trestle bridge.
There could be a trestle bridge.
But that doesn't change the route. That just changes the...
Maybe if they move
well, it... Well, yeah, if you change the elevation...
If they moved it an inch, it's a new route, yeah, Michael.
Okay, I guess they probably moved it an inch.
I guarantee they had to move it, right?
Well, they completely got rid of it while
well, there
building.
You go. It's a new route, Michael. And now it's going to be next to some walls.
Oh, they tore out all the tracks?
Yeah, for the construct. No, just in front of Tron while they're doing the construction.
Tron is not on this list because we haven't said it's ready to open yet, and it's our ride, so get it right, fellas.
Yeah, they're not going to open it this year if they're opening Cosmic Rewind.
Yeah. I like that they're calling it the Xandar Pavilion. I think that's funny.
The Wonders of Xandar? Is that what it
yeah,
is?
Yeah, the Wonders of Xandar. Oh, let's see. Ooh, that new Arendelle World of Frozen will open at Hong Kong Disneyland this year.
Ooh. Awesome.
And as a part of its 15th anniversary celebration. So that'll be good. Some of the pictures of that looks amazing, actually. Let's see. I'm not interested in that. Not interested in that. City of Zootopia will open at Shanghai Disneyland as part of its 5th anniversary celebration.
I'm excited to hear about that.
The Avengers Quinjet will open in Avengers Campus at Disney's California Adventure. What's that? Not the ride, right?
No, I think there's a Quinjet.
Okay. Well, will it
like open? The Falcon?
Will it open?
Probably. I don't know.
I'm very curious. I want one day, you know how some people at Epcot now are just sitting and taking a rest and watching Spaceship Earth for a while? I did a couple trips. It was lovely.
Yeah.
I want one of you to go sit in Avengers Campus for a while and just watch Spider-Man and then the people fight up on the balcony for a while. That's what I would like to do out there at California
I'll
Adventure.
Do that.
There's already a Hawkeye and a Kate Bishop.
Mm-hmm. I love that they're doing that. Like Loki was in that, and the first episode of Loki was in that jumpsuit outfit for the TVA, and the next day they had the Loki out there. That's great. That's some synergy right there, folks.
Yeah.
Let's see. Star Wars Launch Bay, Return to Tomorrowland at Disneyland. Finding Nemo Submarine Voyage will also reopen at Tomorrowland and Disneyland. So there you go. I didn't know it had been closed. And finally, the Disney Wish will make her maiden voyage, probably in June.
Woohoo! Oh, they'll make it.
They'll make it.
Yeah. Well, if there are people on it or not, they're still going to cruise.
All the other ships are gone.
Yeah. Okay. And that is what's coming in 2022 at Disney World and beyond.
It's actually a lot for, especially since stuff got canceled and moved around and stuff. It's still like a hefty list.
Yeah.
You're telling me. My voice is tired.
It could have helped you out.
Yeah, but I was on a roll, you see. I'm so excited about what's coming in 2022.
But you know what's not coming in 2022?
What?
A Bailey Beluga plush.
Well, if you're upset about that, why don't you go to our website and tell us about it on tfppodcast.com or tell us about it on Instagram and Reddit at /TFPpodcast or over on Twitter at TFP_podcast. Now we're in the new year, folks, and this is the first episode. All three of us are back together, so you know what that means. This will be a great time to subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcatcher. Let's start the new year off right, and everybody come up with a fake name, even if you've been listening forever, and just review us again. What do you say?
Cinnamon Pepper.
Sounds good.
That's a good name.
Another thing you could do would be buy one of our t-shirts over on shop.tfppodcast.com or join us on Patreon, because we have so much good content over there and it's only getting better for as little as $1 a month over on patreon.com/tfppodcast. Well, that's all I got. Anything else?
We are now going on a 3-week hiatus.
Sweet.
No, I'm just kidding.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you real soon.
Did it say 2021? It did. It's because I copied and pasted from the 2021 one. I forgot to change
it. I've done it a couple times this week. It's tough. I'm telling you.
I don't think I've done it yet. It's coming, but I haven't done it yet.
I've said it. I haven't typed it.
Yeah. I don't generally work in dates anymore.
Bruh. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Yeah. It's a weird brag. Oh, yeah. I don't really work with dates anymore.
The lineup includes Ariel Jacobs and Adam Jacobs from Aladdin on January 14th, January 16th through 17th, and January 20th through 21. Carrie Butler from Beauty and the Beast and Telly Lang from Aladdin on January 15th, January 18th through 19th, and January 22nd to 23rd. Heidi Blickenstaff from Freaky Friday and The Little Mermaid and Robert Creighton from Frozen on January 24th. I'm not going to read all this. Hang on.
There you go. The lineup. I was hoping you wouldn't.
The lineup includes Ariel Jacobs and Adam Jacobs, Carrie Butler and Telly Lang, Heidi Blickenstaff and Robert Creighton, Kara Lindsay and Dan DeLuca. Oh, I know them. They're in Newsies.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley Brown and Josh Strickland.
That's Mary Poppins and Tarzan. They're good.
Kissy Simmons and Michael James Scott.
Love Kissy Simmons.
And Ashley Brown. Is there a D Ashley Brown?
Mm-hmm.
And Michael James Scott.
You already did him too.
Well, you know where you both find a crowd?
Where?
A crowd of... No,
sorry. What are you going to say?
A crowd of flying fish.
A crowd of flying fish. Wow.
That'd be a school, though.
It would. An aviation school.
Ah! Thanks for... Let's just call
flight
it
school.
No, it was an fine. Aviation.